Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Got a brand new website coming out. Should be up within the week. Do check it out. Also, go over to our Facebook, friends, our pages. We got three of them, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Bradley Dean, double E. Got a couple hundred thousand people over there interacting on a 24/7 basis. We appreciate you. Folks, you can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. You can also call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, next segment, we're going to have Lieutenant Randy Sutton with us. He'll be up next with us to tell us exactly why the president is endangering our police force. Who better than a veteran of the police force, a police lieutenant, to tell us just that? That'll be next segment. Let's jump over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What's going on, friends? Whew. You're under attack. Just crazy, crazy, unthinkable, un-American, unconstitutional things coming out of this administration. Folks, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Supreme Court is not the highest authority in the land. True that. The Constitution of the United States is, and the giver of the enumerated laws within that Constitution is the law of the land. Also wanted to let you know that we have Muslims and sodomites, birds of a feather, flock together. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Yesterday I brought up with you and to you, friends, the atheist group wants Air Force General Court-martialed for publicly proclaiming Jesus Christ. And who could be advocating that more than this administration? Let me think about that for just a moment. We have a brand new article out by Dave Hodge. Newly released, Jade Helm documented reveals the true intent of the operation. By the way, will South Carolina be next in recognizing permitless concealed carry? Again, just wanted to highlight that so you can understand what is taking place in your country. Also wanted to let you know that the Republicans and their formulations... again, failed to replace for Obamacare, which is unconstitutional. So why are they getting caught up on replacing Obamacare if Obamacare is unconstitutional? Read Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Ginsburg tips her hand. The fix is in on sodomy-based marriage. Friends, now for those that just kind of turn the other cheek when it comes to the issue of homosexual marriage, I want you to understand something. There's never been homosexual sodomite marriage in the history of mankind. Never. It shows you how far they want to dare the justice of God, and they are doing it with the approbation or the approval and the apathy and through the apathy of the American people. Now, friends, you do need to understand Ginsburg has been presiding over homosexual marriages. Now, I want you to also understand that she is making reference to the Constitution, not to the giver of the law through common law, who established the Constitution through the enumerated law through common law. That's the Mosaic Institution. They're standing against it. Now, keep in mind, Ginsburg is also the one that was in Egypt not too long ago, because she was sharing with the people, and you need to hear this, friends, that she was ashamed of the American Constitution, so much so that they're attempting to shred it in the face of America and in the world today. And I want to tell you something, friends, as the American people, all 315 million of you that stand by, and it's not all of you, I'm sorry, but for the good portion of the American people that are standing down and allowing these individuals, this corrupt administration, to attack us and assail us on a daily basis, you need to understand that the world is awaiting for the American people to take their rightful stand, because you are, in many cases, their last hope, friends. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Ginsburg tips her hand. You should look at the picture of her when she said this, friends. Just a devilish smile. And by the way, if the devil had a husband, I'm telling you what, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I'm telling you, he would look just like her. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But again, Ginsburg tips her hand. The fix is in on sodomy-based marriage, written by American Family Association's Brian Fisher. Check it out. We also have another article by an individual. It's titled Same-Sex Marriage Goal is to Wipe Out the Christian Religion. Of course it is. Look to Canada, friends. You have a lot of migration taking place right now, illegally in many cases. Keep in mind the Hindus are coming and the Muslims are coming. And by the way, they're not accustomed to homosexual marriage. But isn't it interesting that the Christians and the Christian business owners that are refusing to bake cakes or to perform some service for homosexuals, as if to say they don't have a right to refuse service if they don't want to, which they do, isn't it interesting how the Christians are the ones that are being targeted and sued illegally by the radical homosexuals and those that are the minions behind the minions? Now, why aren't they suing the Muslims and why aren't they suing the Hindus that refuse to bake a cake for the homosexuals? Friends, this is exactly verbatim as to how Hitler began to ostracize his political opposition and to demonize and then to begin to polarize. It's exactly what he's doing with the Christians today in America. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did with the Germans and the Jews. Exactly. This administration isn't attacking anybody but Christians and law abiders or constitutionalists. It's those that are lawless and criminal. I'm telling you what, this administration's all about advocating lawlessness at every turn. And why wouldn't the Sons of Belial? That's what they do. They tear down the law. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What is suffering all about? Ask Job. Brand new article. Militarizing is more than tanks and rifles. It's a culture disease. Acclimating the citizenry to life in a police state, which they're trying to create, of course. Obama halts 1033 program, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Australian PM to Muslims who join Islamic State. You're not welcome back in Australia, you think? Friends, come on. You think? But in America, I guess if they want to leave and go fight with ISIS and then come back, they have the approbation and approval of this administration. America, you can't stand back and say what's going on. You know exactly what's going on because it's happening all day long with your eyes wide open. Folks, right after this break, we're going to have Lieutenant Randy Sutton with us. He'll be up next with us to tell us why the president is endangering our police force across this country. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just highlighting some of the articles that we have with the contributors that are, boy, oh boy, guys, I'm telling you what, the requests that are coming in now. I just got two new contributors to sonsoflibertymedia.com today. And, folks, we're not just saying, well, everybody aboard. Welcome aboard. No, we're getting people that are a part of the fight. Those that are fighting the good fight. Those that understand that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And they are the ones that are out there on Sons of Liberty Media giving you a knowledge as to what the issues are. And what they're doing is they're giving you knowledge as to how to right the wrongs. Again, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I just told you that they're militarizing. It's more than tanks and rifles. It's a cultural disease. Acclimating the citizenry to life in a police state. Folks, that's exactly what they're doing. They're inciting domestic insurrection. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. When you begin to take a look at what's going on across the boards, let me say it this way. Is there a question mark, America, as to who's responsible for what's going on in your country today? And if there's one there, folks, you have to have your head stuck in the sand pretty deep, or your eyes closed, or you're just in a dark room, and you mean that room to be dark, and you got your ears plugged, because, friends, what's going on in this country right now is completely unprecedented in so many different ways. sonsoflibertymedia.com, let's get ready to rumble. You have two sides of the same coin with Obama and Hillary Clinton, same administration, playing charades, and this is what they've been doing for years in this country, and the American people have tolerated it. Friends, again, I wish I could say that it was somebody else's fault, when in fact it's not. It's those that serve we the people, and it's the people that we allow to represent us. If we allow them to do the things that they do and it's wrong or unlawful, then we have to take responsibility and deal with the issues. And that's what the American people have failed to do over the last 60 years in this country in so many different ways. Islamic State continues to advance caliphate as U.S. loses ground in Iraq. Folks, there's nobody here at this parade. Number one. Number two, is it not interesting to take note, friends, that the ISIS, the group ISIS, they're thanking Obama for the supplies. I told you sometime back when we were actually in South Carolina doing a high school assembly, we went to a pastoral meeting where they had a missionary speaking at that particular time, and he personally seen with his eyes and heard with his ears the drops that were given by the Americans to ISIS concerning the country that he was in. And folks, this is becoming common knowledge in this country on a daily basis. And folks, again, you don't even need to really hear from the state-controlled media as to what's going on. You know that when they're saying something that they're lying to you, so you just need to look the other way or think the opposite way. So you know where they're lying, you've got to think of the way of truth. And in the process of doing that, you can see it for what it is. And we've highlighted that so many different times on this radio program. Folks, unhinged woman blocked from entering truth-telling church after going on warpath. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And again, friends, there's so many different topics as to what, you know, issues, I should say, that are taking place in this country. We're being inundated with just an ungodly, un-American, unconstitutional administration in so many different ways, and it's just incredible to me. It really honestly is, friends. I want to go over to this really quick because I think it's important for people to, again, understand that homosexual marriage, the goal is to wipe out the Christian religion. And by the way, I just want to tell all those that are listening, 6 years later, thank you for finally talking about and getting to the issues, because for 6 years, friends, I have been telling the American people from the housetops as to what is going on and what is coming down the road, and now we're here, and now people are beginning to talk about what I've always told people. And I also want to tell all the leftist bloggers, the useful idiots, I told you so. I told you so. What's so awesome about this message is everybody, when you first give it out, everybody's thinking, geez, dude, like, where are you at? This is a little weird. How would you know that, Bradley Dean? Come on, you're just so far off base. And then before you know it, just give it a little time, and all of a sudden they're looking at you and calling you and saying, Bradley, remember that thing that you talked about 6 years ago or 12 years ago? We're in it now. And I just turn back nicely and I say, I know, I tried to tell you back then. That's what's so cool about the giftings of the Holy Ghost, friends. Now we have the conservatives talking about same-sex marriage, and its goal is to wipe out the Christian religion. And folks, again, spare yourselves from the conservatives of the day, friends, that are not talking about the real issues. Because it's this one issue, homosexual marriage, that is being used to upend your Constitution. It is this one issue, homosexual marriage, that is being used to upend your sovereignty. And folks, you have Supreme Court justices with Moses over the top of their heads, with two tablets in his hand, called his moral law, found in Exodus 20. And right under them, you have these black-robed tyrants going and standing contrary to what God commanded concerning marriage and presiding over homosexual marriage issues. That, again, going back to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, friends, there's so many different ways that this individual has indicted herself, if only the people in this country would hold her accountable. But to think that the Supreme Court justices themselves are out there presiding over homosexual marriages, which way and what direction do you think they're told that they're going to vote in? Friend, I'm just curious. I'll play stupid for a minute. But I just want to know, what direction do you think that they're going to vote? And if you can see the devilish smile that this woman has on her face, friends, it is second to none. How telling. How dangerous it is to stand back and allow those that serve we the people to legislate and to play the part of an activist. Instead of discovering and applying law, they are now creating law, which is contrary to our given laws. And by the way, also understand, when I'm talking about their lawlessness, their policy, I want you to understand that they are enslaving people through their lawlessness. God sets men free to those that obey the law. Just like in the natural, when anybody obeys the laws of the land, you're free. You're friends with the cops. But when you violate the laws of our government, guess what happens? Our God-ordained government, guess what happens? Well, you can get in a lot of trouble, right? So now all of a sudden the cop isn't your friend because now you've become his enemy. Well, so it is with what the Supreme Court's attempting to do with the American people and those that go along to get along. I want you to understand that, friends, they are without fail and without question daring the justice of God. They, and by the way, the Supreme Court justices are just doing what they're told, just like Barack Hussein Obama is doing what he's told. And they're not being told, let me say it this way, they're not doing what they're lawfully to do by upholding that Constitution. No, they are told to destroy, to help this president along, to fundamentally transform America. That's what they're doing. And if you think I'm kidding, I want to give you this quote. Okay? SCJ Felix Frankfurter, who was a Supreme Court justice in 1952. In 1952, I want you to hear what he said. He said the real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise power from behind the scenes. This was in 1952. This was in 1952. Friends, I'll say it again. SCJ Felix Frankfurter, 1952, said, the real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise power from behind the scenes. Remember what Bill Clinton said? He said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no rule over. But friends, is that what our forefathers established? Were they ruled by a tyrannical power, or did they throw off that tyrannical power? Because do keep in mind, friends, that they are the ones that said, we will not be ruled by a tyrant. And they threw olive branches over and over and over again, tried to make way with this tyrant George. And tyrant George would not have any of what God put in place to follow, namely the rule of law. Do you guys remember William Casey, the CIA director in 1981? Just again to show you as to what's going on in your country. Folks, the Supreme Court is not the final say. And I can tell you the real church is not going to bow in the face of Nebuchadnezzar, who says, bow when I play the music. Nope. You're going to see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stay the course. And at the end of the day, Jesus Christ will reign true in the hearts of all, even his enemies, and every knee shall bow. We'll be right back after this break.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to highlight this for you really quick because I am stuck on what this guy had said. Now, I'm pulling something back up here again because I wanted you to hear from the devil themselves. Wikipedia. Folks, everybody understands that Wikipedia has no credibility, right? We all do know that. So this is the purpose I went there, just to prove my point. When I went to Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States of America, going back to the Supreme Court in 1892, it says on Wikipedia, okay, in their confusion, they had to blurt out the truth because this is the quote. I want you to hear it from Wikipedia, okay? There is no dissonance in these declarations. There is a universal language pervading them all, having one meaning. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a Christian nation. These are not individual sayings, declarations of private persons. They are organic utterances. They speak the voice of the entire people in America. While because of a general recognition of this truth, the question has seldom been presented to the courts. Yet we find that in Upgraph. Okay? Tom Levin Surge, and has been presented to the courts, yet we find it, again, that Upgraph, okay? It was decided, end of quote, that Christianity, general Christianity, is and always has been a part of who we are in this country. There's no negotiation. There's no getting around this fact. But how is it that we went from a Christian nation to, in 1952, the real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise power from behind the scenes? S.C.J. Felix Frankfurter, 1952. So someone's ruling the roost rather than these Supreme Court justices ruling according to given law. Now they're creating law. And by the way, this is a global initiative. If you look at Sotomayor, friend, she's nothing but nothing short of an internationalist appointed there for the very purpose of immigration. Sotomayor appointed just in time the fox in the chicken coop. And then we have something called homosexual marriage. And Alina Kagan appointed just in time the fox in the chicken coop. These are all radicals. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has no business whatsoever wearing that robe. Zero. Zilch. Nada. She should have been indicted a long time ago. By the way, same with the rest of the bunch. And I know that most people think, well, Scalia, man, he's the good guy. Really, why don't you look at his record, friends, before you walk around and play the cheerleader for someone that's trying to blind the eyes of the up-and-coming generations by ensnaring you, by pulling you back into bondage, by ruling against you. And instead of taking it for principle, why don't you judge him by his fruit rather than what he says? And look at his record. Like any other politician that is out there attempting to put themselves in a position of power, which should scare the H-E double hockey sticks out of anybody. They're there to serve the people, not serve themselves or serve special interest groups. But here we are. Going back to this issue, same-sex marriage goal is to wipe out the Christian religion. Of course it is. On one of these articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's interesting to note that we have talkback with Charles Wilder when the host asked the author, have you noticed that only Christian small businesses and the people have been harassed and sued for refusing to participate in same-sex marriage, sodomite marriage, even though our fast-growing immigrants' populations, you know, of Muslims, oh, hey, by the way, friends, all 4.5 million of them, Hindus and other faiths are also opposed to that concept. The use of same-sex marriage to attack Christian businesses, but not businesses run by members of other religions, demonstrates what's really driving the demand for the new constitutional right to the homosexual marriage, sodomite marriage, and Phyllis giving them the bottom line. Oh, I'm sorry, this was the individual that wrote the article. So what is the bottom line, she was asked. Well, that's right. They want to wipe out the Christian religion, and most of other religions do not recognize same-sex marriage. I assume there are some Muslim bakers and photographers and other people who have been harassed, but they're not being attacked and they're not being criticized. Remember what I told you, friends, during the first segment? How they're polarizing Christianity? Those that are called to be the light of the world. And friends, what's so appalling is while 300,000 pulpits remain silent in the face of what's going on, they are literally handing over your posterity and their posterity, friends, to the enemy in agreement with what he's doing instead of standing against it. Wow! I don't think the vast majority of homosexuals are out to destroy Christianity, said she, but there's a political class leading the homosexual lobby whose goal is indeed to end any influence that Christianity has in America. Hey, folks, while they attempt to bury Christians, I want you to keep in mind that they're actually burying the seed of the righteous. And friends, I also want you to keep in mind, while they attempt to pound away at the church, keep in mind the church is the anvil. The real church is the anvil. And the anvil doesn't need to be replaced. It's the hammer that needs to be replaced. Yet these people want to try it again. And society at large wants to go ahead and give them a pass and try it again. Dare the justice of God. See what happens down the road. We're just going to see what happens. We're going to see if God really means what he says. You know, we know that God said he'd rejoice over us to bless us, namely to his people Israel, which means God defined out God's fighters, right? But what happens when they disobey? Well, America, you're finding that out now. You're beginning to find out what it's going to be like, and you're beginning to see it incrementally on a daily basis, what it's like to go into times where a government is not the government that you grew up thinking that it was. Because now you're beginning to see the face of those who mean to rule the roost. You know, I was going to bring up a name and I was going to recite, but I don't mean to use ostentation, erudition, friends. But I do want you to know, Voltaire was right. Total loser, the man was. But he was right when he said that if you want to know who means to rule over you, find out what you can't talk about. What's under attack today, friends? And what's being used to attack your free speech? Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Radical homosexuals. Muslims. Yep. The lawless giving way to the lawless. Coming in illegally. Dropping your borders. Reducing you to absolutely nothing to defend yourselves. They're attempting to. Assaulting you, picking a fight with you, attacking your police, inciting domestic insurrection citywide, which is bought and paid for. Just ask George Soros. Just ask this criminal administration. Oh, by the way, the criminal administration uses criminals to produce criminals. And guess what they're inciting? Criminals. To do their biddings. And now we're also finding out, even going back, and I've already shared this with you before, but it's coming out more now, friends, that in Ferguson, these rioters were actually paid to act as a bunch of insurrectionists, provocateurs. And I know most people in this country are just doing their best just to kind of ignore it. It'll all go away. No, friends, it's not going to all go away. The only thing going away right now are your freedoms. But friends, again, we are in a point, and I really hate it. I almost say it with my hand over my face when I say I told you so, because I hate saying I told you so. And in some ways, I'm pleased that I've not withheld any truth back that I know to be true in my heart. And I also want people to know that my revelation doesn't come from man to tell me what's coming down the road in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. No, I'm telling you, I know what I'm telling you is right, and I know what they're attempting to do. And I also want you to be mindful, friends, of the fact that while they're attempting to create domestic insurrection within, do keep your eyes on what's going on with China and Russia. This is how communists act. I want to tell you this. You know, I'd love to do a program on how Patriot acts and how they act. You know, Patriot defined means to uphold dying laws. I would love to do a show on how Patriot acts. And I'm sorry, how Patriots act, forgive me. How Patriots act. They don't act like what I see amongst the conservatives. They don't act like what I see amongst the professed Christians. And anybody that has a notion of what our history is, know that our Constitution, and they do know, that our Constitution and our Republic was not given unto us by a bunch of cowards, friends. That's just not the case whatsoever. Zero, zilch, not there. Nope, nowhere to be found. It wasn't cowards who established this republic. And I want you to know that cowards will not preserve this republic. They are doing everything in their power right now to minimize resistance. And I'm telling you, friends, listen to me carefully. It's time that you lawfully resist. It is time that you lawfully resist at every given turn. Friends, enough is enough. Hey, 7 years ago, 6, 7 years ago, friends, enough was enough. And if you're one of those that just says, you know, I'm not gonna listen to this, but just look at your kids before you turn the radio off, because I'm trying to get you to move on their behalf. Someone did it for us. Now it's our turn to do the same thing. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Liberty friends, I want you to understand how sobering some of the things that are going on in this country. To me, I mean, especially over the last couple of days, I've been really bothered by some of the things that I'm seeing out there. And I just really, when I say it to you, I don't mean to be condemning, but if you're not a doer of the word, you know what? I say let it condemn you all the way to where you belong. Because you're not a part of the answer, you're a part of the problem. But I want you to understand that I'm not at a loss for words. I'm not at a loss for what we can talk about, but I'm not on the radio program because I wanted the job. I didn't apply for the job. The only thing I can give to you day after day is what's in my heart, not what's in my head. I don't want to go that route because the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. And my objective here is not to turn people away. My objective here is to get you to understand that we're in this together. And my objective as well is also to understand what real love is. And real love doesn't sit on a boat that's sinking and stands back and says nothing about what's going on or what or who is responsible for causing the boat to sink and allowing you to perish without me saying anything to you. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Friends, this isn't a game that we're playing. And going back to what I just got done saying, friends, I'm not at a loss for what can be talked about. And first of all, I want people to understand that I am a preacher. I'm not a I can't stand when people, oh, I'm a conservative. well, I'm a liberal, or I'm this, or I'm that, I'm that. You know what? I'm none of them. I'm a Christocrat. End of story. And I believe that what God did for our forefathers, He can and will do for us today if we're willing to prove Him. I believe that with everything in my very being. And how couldn't I if I'm a believer, right? But I want you to understand in the process that it's first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. But there's a process, and it's not an easy process. Again, I'm not at a loss for words. I can go over the same stuff over and over and over again, and every time there's a new bunny trail to go down. But I can also tell you this, that the Lord is here to feed those that are hungry, and if you're not hungry, then don't expect to be fed, right? But I do want those that are hungry to understand that sad will be the day when the Americans forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny. We're born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. They are incrementally attempting to snuff everything you are out. They don't want the Constitution. They don't want law. They hate God. They're at war with God. We've seen this devil incarnate act out his unity and his union with his father since the day he was in office. There's not, hey folks, and I'm not ashamed to say that. The man's a devil and a half. There's no question about it. And I want you also to understand, I am saying this, and I'll say it as loud as I possibly can. It is time for you, America, to resist lawfully and constitutionally the crimes that are taking place concerning this government today. Because this is not American government, this is foreign government. And they are not ruling according to the laws of our Constitution that they themselves swore to uphold. So if they will not uphold it, we will. It's time that the American people at large resist this tyranny at every step of the way. Enough is, and I want you to understand something too. There is a whole lot more that are in agreement with what I'm saying right now, friends, than the state-controlled media would have you believe. They want you to think that you're outnumbered, that you're doomed. But I want you to understand again, friends, that with me and God, I'm always in the majority. I'm not worried about the others. I'm not worried about having all the numbers with me. I just want you to know firsthand what I'm hearing across the country. Everybody's in agreement with what we're talking about on this radio show. For the most part. If they're Christians, they got to believe what God said, right? And they're responding accordingly. But they don't want to do that. They want to minimize you. They want to use the state-controlled media that nobody believes. They want you to believe that, you know what, they got everything under control and they've got everything. Hey, folks, again, I don't care if it's me against the world. If I'm in the will of God, that's exactly where I'm supposed to be. But I want to say this, too. I'm getting this visual in my head. It's oftentimes I get these visuals in my head and I don't say them because I don't want to make a reference to them or to use, again, ostentatious erudition to quote what other men say, good or bad. But the fact of the matter is, friends, I'm getting this visual. It's like, David going out and dealing with Goliath. Well, he went out and dealt with Goliath because he was sick and tired of others, namely Saul's army, standing there watching Goliath defy the armies of the living God. And to be quite honest with you, that's exactly what's in my heart too. And you might want to consider your ways, friends, before allowing things to go the direction that this administration means them to go. Oh yeah, friends, they're using foreign missionaries. I'm sorry, mercenaries, I'm sorry. Yeah, they are. Just like the tyrant King George. Nothing new under the sun. Yet this whole Jade Helm, friends, we know what that's about. And isn't it interesting the time that they're allotting themselves to basically infiltrate an exercise. You can mark my words at that very time, friends. All of a sudden, we're going to have some decisions come down from the Supreme Court, and people are going to be up in arms. But, oh, what a coincidence. The military just happens to be in the city now. Let's go deal with those dissenters now. And every single one of them, all the way to the White House, they're all being used for God's purposes. Every single one of them. In many cases, they just don't know it yet, but hopefully they're listening to me, and I'm sure they are. But in the process, I want you to understand that you are being used as for a higher purpose. Maybe to chastise right now, then judgment right now. But do keep in mind that Nebuchadnezzar was a tool in the hand of God to chastise his people. But when we look at the judgment of God upon those that are used, woe unto them. Woe unto them.
Amen. And as you're listening, you're not going to find this on your typical talk show dial. I mean, you look at conservative radio programs, you look at media outlets, so on and so forth. We're bringing forth the truth, not because it's always pleasant to see and hear, but because it's needful. The truth will set you free. The truth will make you free. But you also, it should put you to motivation, to action, to do something about the problems that you see out there. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is all about. In fact, our slogan is turning talk radio into do radio. We need to be out there doing, not just praying for our country, although that's needful too. But the Bible says that faith without works is dead. We show our faith by our works. And for those of you that say, listen, I appreciate that. That's why I love listening to this radio show. I wish I was getting this every day in church when I go to church. Well, start your own church. Do a home church. But we have to make sure that we're out there doing that, because we are not hopeless. We find our hope in Christ. We know that our hope is in Him, and we can do this thing as long as we do it together. And for those of you that say, I want to support what you guys do because it's important, I don't see very many people out there doing that, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And for our new listeners who do not know what becoming a son or daughter of liberty is, what that means is you support our ministry on a monthly basis, and that really does help us to be able to have the foundation taken care of at home, so we can catapult literally from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Midwest. We went in Wisconsin, East Coast, West Coast. We were in Arizona last week. Going to be going out to Michigan. There are so many things that we're doing, and we are making sure that we're out there on the battlefield, yeah, not just sitting behind the microphone with the people and motivating the people to action and showing them that their hope is found in Christ. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Perhaps some of our listeners have heard me say this a million times, and yet you've not taken the time yet to go. Go now. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the button. You can find more about where the money goes to. You can find more about the fact that you can get a beautiful certificate, which shows all sorts of good stuff. There's a beautiful
people
video
like
on there.
Those.
They love those certificates. Yes. They're great. And there's different kinds of memberships. You can start off with a basic membership all the way up to a multi-platinum membership too as well. And for those of you that say, well, listen, maybe I can't give on a monthly basis yet, but I can sure make a one-time donation, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button and the stars and stripes, and make a secure one-time donation. All your donations are tax deductible, and we cannot tell you how much we appreciate your support. And for those of you who currently are sons and daughters of liberty, we want to say thank you. It's not cliche to say that we could not do what we do without your support. Faithful supporters, we're in this thing together. We're fighting the good fight together.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you then. See ya!
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.